Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform, Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Guide Me Glow podcast. And today's episode is all about resetting, rebuilding to become your glowiest best self. What I want to focus on today's episode is more so if you feel like you're in a plateau or if you feel like you're slightly burnt out or you just don't feel that motivated or you're kind of questioning is what you're doing really what you want to do, this episode is for you to listen to. Because recently I've been having some thoughts around, you know, what really makes me happy? Am I doing what I'm doing because I've just always done it this way? Or, you know, is it something that I still really enjoy doing? And this isn't to say that I'm going to completely, you know, drop everything I've done so far. I'm going to completely change direction. That could be an option and that might be an option in the future. But, you know, it doesn't have to be so dramatic yet. Where I see this is like you can slightly just change the way that you do things very slowly, and that can also make a big difference on your happiness and life. But if you are in that situation where, you know, you're in your mid-20s or late 20s and or whatever age, it literally doesn't matter. And you're really questioning, okay, is what I'm doing, how I'm living my life, whether it's the way you work or it's the way that your friends or your relationships, like this can be applied to any aspects of your life. If you're kind of sitting there questioning, okay, is what I'm doing still lighting me up basically, then yeah, let's chat. So today's affirmation of the day is I will always be leaded towards the right path, no matter what decision I choose to make. And this is the affirmation of the day. You can take this in with you for the week, is because I feel like sometimes when we're scared to make decisions, it's because we don't know the outcome. But if we go with the decisions where we feel like it's the most heartfelt decision and our intuition is just telling us to just go that direction, even if it doesn't logically make sense, this is where you need to just trust yourself and the universe or whatever higher power you believe in to deliver and actually take you on that right path. Because when things don't logically make sense, we might be questioning ourselves, and this is when we ask other people, what do you think, and everything like that. But at the end of the day, no one can really make that decision for you because you know yourself the best. So when you know yourself the best, that's when you have to take matters into your own hands and kind of take that responsibility and make those decisions and just trust that, you know, no matter what decision it is, whether it's right or wrong, it will lead you to the right place at the end of the day. So that is my, you know, reassurance to you that just make a decision, no matter what it is, just make a decision and be confident in it and stand by in it. So, yeah.
I'm Jason Palmer, one of the hosts of The Intelligence, The Economist's daily current affairs podcast. The Economist's award-winning shows make sense of what matters, from our special series on China's president to our weekly podcasts on business, technology, and American politics. Our journalists provide fair, in-depth reporting on the events shaping the world. To get the annual plan for less than $2.50 per month, search for Economist Podcasts Plus to start listening today.
We're going to move on to the bulk of the episode, and as I kind of mentioned earlier, I wanted to talk about burnout. When we speak about burnout, I think there's obviously different spectrums of burnout. It can be literally losing all motivation to do anything, where your body just feels so drained and tired and you literally can't do anything. But then there's other spectrums and the other side of the scale where it might be like a little bit where you just feel this like loss of motivation. You don't really feel excited for your day. Things that used to excite you don't really excite you anymore. You have a lower mood. There's just no spark in your life right now. And this can be many things, but burnout can be one of those reasons too. Like if you've just been always go, go, go. And also this doesn't mean that to achieve burnout, you have to be working 24/7. To achieve burnout, it could be just doing things that constantly drain you, whether it's small or big, and that can also lead to burnout. You know, sometimes you just need to do a little inventory of your own life and think, okay, have I been burning the stick on two ends? Have I been selling myself short? Have I been overworking myself? Have I been doing things that don't really fulfill my soul for too long? And now I just feel like I'm just running on an empty tank. Do I just feel like I'm just doing things for the sake of doing it, or because it's just the routine, or because I feel like I have to? Because to me, that's not really a way to live. I feel like every day should be super exciting. Every day should be, we should be excited to be, you know, living and doing what we're doing. And when we don't feel like that, and when I notice when I don't feel like that, I'm like, okay, I really have to just sit for a second and figure out why that is, because I don't want to live my life every day not enjoying it and, you know, feeling like it's a drag, or just trying to find that motivation. And let me just say, you're never going to be motivated 100% of the time. That's just a fact. But, you know, when your passion and purpose is so strong, that is what keeps you going. And so that's why it brings you back to your why. And you're like, why am I doing this? What is my passion? What is my purpose? So these are all the questions you should be asking yourself. Aside from that, we also need to rebuild the foundations. And what I mean by that is, sometimes when we're working on something and we've come so far, we feel like we can't look back, because we're like, well, I've been doing this for so long, and I've been working on this job or this relationship or this whatever it is. We're like, how can I just give it up now? But the way I see it is not just giving it up as a building blocks. It's just taking some steps down to really find out the root cause of the problem. This is doing a little analysis of what's working and what's not, and taking time off. Even if you don't want to take time, you know that you have a lot to do, and you might have a lot to do, but it's really important to take some space away from that so you can give yourself the time and space to figure these things out. Again, that's going to lead to like another cycle of burnout. If you know you're stressed and you have a lot to do and you never give yourself time to think, then you could just be go, go, going and running, but you're running in the wrong direction. Whereas if you take a second to just look at everything from a bird's eye view, you can really see where you're going, take it slower and think, okay, maybe I need to take a different direction this time. Maybe if I just tweak this, this would make me a lot happier. This would make me feel a lot more aligned and things would just flow a lot. Because I also feel like when things are, if you're constantly coming across hurdles and you're constantly coming across difficulties and blockages, like, I personally don't think that means you're in alignment. I think that comes from a forceful lack place. Whereas when things just kind of flow a bit more easily, and not saying that, you know, it needs to be easy every single day and every single moment, but when it just feels aligned, I think you know what I mean, you know within, that's when you're in alignment and things just come to you and things just work, you know, the puzzle is coming together. But when you're kind of running into blockages and you're like, why is nothing working? Maybe that is the universe, the high power telling you, you are going the wrong direction. It's time for you to make a new decision. And we need to then take down the building blocks and rebuild. And this can be the scary part, because we're like, we've worked so hard building this foundation, and what's going to happen if I just completely change direction? You know, am I still going to be supported? Am I still going to be safe? All these things. But I feel like when you take a risk like that and you take a decision that you don't necessarily know what the answer is going to be, that's when the universe rewards you the most. Because you're leaning into yourself and trusting yourself to be like, I may not know the answer, but I know that it's going to work out for me anyways. And I know that this is a heartfelt decision and this needs to be made and something needs to change. Otherwise, if you imagine yourself like 10 years down the line and you're doing the same thing, you're probably going to be in a much more difficult position to then take it back to basics if you were to just do it now. So don't see knocking down the building blocks as a bad thing. See it as a way to grow and a way to kind of renew your life. And it's like a little refresher. I think of it as an exciting time. And if you think of it in work, if you're doing work and every time you're doing this work, although you're being consistent with it, which is obviously key, but if you're taking uninspired, unmotivated work, your heart is just not in it. You're doing a lot of work, but it's not really making a big difference. Whereas if you take the step to realign, figure out, you know, what you're really motivated about, and then you take that time off, but because you've then found more of your purpose, you've become inspired, you become motivated, you become passionate again, when you do that work, you'll do it like 10 times faster and 10 times better. So in the long run, you really do save time. So it's not about, you know, doing it every day and, you know, pushing. It's more about taking a step back. And then when you get back into it, things will flow a lot faster anyways. So basically don't force what's not meant to be. And I think we all know this in our heart. And don't see it as a defeat either. I think people do things so differently and everyone's path is so different. And that's why it takes trial and error to really figure out our own. And this is the exciting part of life, I suppose. It's rebuilding again. It's knocking things down and creating a better life for ourselves. And also building that confidence with ourselves because we become more aligned with our own authentic selves as well. As I mentioned before, we can't keep building on top of what has cracks in the foundation because it'll only just become a bigger problem in the future. If you think about shoving things under the rug, ignoring all the things that might be a problem in the future, the rug is just going to get bigger and bigger and soon you'll trip over the rug and there's no hiding it. So that's why you need to attend to the problem as soon as you can or as soon as you recognize that there is an issue. And really thinking about what our biggest fears are, because I think that's what stops us from doing things the most is fear. And it could be the smallest thing ever. Like it could be, I'm scared that I'll look silly, or I'm scared that I'll be perceived a certain way, or I'm scared that I won't be safe, I won't be seen, I won't be able to, you know, continue making a living or ever find someone again. Like all these fears, which are all valid, by the way. Like, don't ever say that your fears aren't valid. I feel like if it's a fear of yours, then it's valid. But I think sometimes we need to break it down and think, okay, is this fear actually helping me? Or is it actually, yes, trying to protect me because your body just wants to feel safe? But is that fear actually holding you back? And I think that is the question, because a lot of time, yes, the fear is holding you back. It's like a protective parent sometimes. Like, you know, your parent wants to protect the child from making mistakes and everything like this. But sometimes you just need to let the child be free and do what they want and learn for themselves. And you never know what lessons they might learn on the way, obviously with precaution. So that's why there's lots of different modalities that go into it and a lot of thought that goes into it. But at the end of the day, I think you always know yourself why you're not doing something. It's just asking those deeper questions. Talking to someone perhaps might help. Obviously, journaling, meditating, all those things will help. But it's just kind of getting down to the root reason as to why. That's why I really want to encourage yourself to take time this summer to heal and recognize what is actually bringing you happiness and what is actually tearing you away from that. And getting into new habits, getting into new thought patterns. I think if things start to feel stale, if things start to feel unmotivating and just boring, you have all the power to change that. No one says that your life has to be the same every day. No one says that you have to do what you do every day. That is your choice. You're making that conscious decision every single day, whether you like to believe it or not. You know, you don't have to go to work tomorrow if you don't want to. You don't have to keep staying in that relationship that's actually draining you every day if you don't want to. You get to make the choice. And I think that's really important to remember, because sometimes we just need a wake-up call to be like, wait, yeah, I actually do have the choice and I actually can make a difference to my life. Whereas I think sometimes we can get stuck in the victim mentality and be like, well, this is stopping me from doing this. And, you know, if this happens, then, you know, what if that? And we start ruminating and all these, I guess, anxious thoughts come into our mind, and we need to stop ourselves and be like, no, I have the power to stop this. I have the power to make a different decision. And I can do it, and I can do it now. I can do it tomorrow. I can do it at any time. It's just about giving yourself that permission and confidence to follow through and do it. And this is where inner child healing and shadow work all comes in. It's doing the deep work. I talk a lot about this in my other episodes. Maybe I can do an episode that kind of delves deeper into shadow work and inner healing, because this is kind of where our fear stems from. You know, it's the things that we've been taught as a child, whether it's from our caregivers, whether it's from our friends, our environment. There's so many things that go into this, but obviously we learn the most when we're young. We're like a sponge and we just absorb everything we're told and we just see it as truth. But obviously as adults we're a bit more conscious, but we do take a lot of those traumas and a lot of those thought beliefs into our adulthood, whether it is good or bad. And as an adult, though, we do have to take responsibility and be like, are these things that I learned as a child true? If they are not, why am I still acting, you know, based on my thoughts as when I was like 6 years old. You know, we've grown a lot from then. So as much as it is hard to change those habits, because if you've had these habits since you were like 5 years old, obviously it's pretty ingrained in you. So that's why we need to do the shadow work, the inner child healing, and change these beliefs in a loving, gentle way, not to scrutinize ourselves or be like, why have I done this the whole time? Why am I like this? But more so like, okay, you believe that because you were taught that as a child and it's not your fault. But as an adult, you have the power and you have the all the means to change that. So it's just kind of taking it back to that. Doing this every day is also really important, because if we think about becoming our best selves, if we think about self-growth, doing all this work, obviously, if you're listening to this, I assume you're wanting to get more into it, or you are into it, or you're interested in it. But I want to tell you that this is an everyday thing that doesn't ever end. It's truly a lifestyle. And when I say getting to your glorious best self, you will never hit that ceiling. Once you get to a certain point, yes, it's an improvement, but you'll always want to improve. We're human, it's natural. So that's why don't look at the outcome so much. It's more about focusing on the process and think, who am I becoming through the daily habits, through everything you do, through everything you say, even when no one is watching? Who am I becoming, and what are the decisions that I'm making every day? Is this benefiting myself in the present moment? Is it bettering myself in the future? Am I acting based on my past? Like, you have to think about all these things. And also, why are you running away from acknowledging your past traumas or fears? Is it so painful that's why you can't look at it and you can't delve deeper into it? Or are you just not aware? And that's why doing the work, delving in deeper, reading books, listening to more podcasts, doing the meditation, giving yourself space and time to really think about your own life. Because I am a big, big fan of reading, you know, self-development books and getting advice from all these people. But at the end of the day, you have to personalize it to your own life, because they're not specializing it to your own life. Unless, obviously, you're getting coaching or one-on-one help, mentorship, all these books and podcasts, they're not directing it to your life. So that's why you have to really figure that out for yourself as well and do the work on that side. So it's about recognizing your weak spots, working on those, and also setting your intentions. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? Is it because you feel safe that you're doing it and you've just always done that your whole life? Or are you doing it to make your parents proud because they wanted you to do it, or your friends proud to look a certain way? Why are you actually doing what you're doing? And that is why it's important to remind yourself that actually you should do what you're doing because of you, because it makes you happy. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter how your friends or your parents perceive you as much. If you're not happy doing it yourself, you'll never be satisfied and you'll never feel joy completely within life, because you know that you're not doing it for yourself. And with that is building trust and confidence with yourself, because when you trust yourself so much, you are able to make these decisions that might not make sense to other people, but you know it's the right decision for you. And from that, you build confidence, because if it then turns out good, then that will strengthen the trust and confidence within yourself, because you're like, yeah, last time I did this, I didn't listen to everyone else around me. I listened to myself, and I'm really glad I did that, because then it led me to this. And I don't believe any decision we make is either really good or bad, to be honest. In the present moment, we may feel like if something's happened to us or we made a bad decision, we're like annoyed about it or we don't really understand it. But we always see why in the future. If you think back to all the things that have happened to you that have felt really awful at the time, and I also don't disregard that, I'm sure it did. If you look down the line to where you are now, you probably wouldn't change that for anything, because if you did, you wouldn't be the person that you are today and you wouldn't know everything that you knew today. So it's important to honor that and remember that. But also not just to make decisions recklessly, it's also to make decisions that are thought through, but also not too logical, but not too away with the fairies. You know, it's finding a blend within between. So that's also important to remember. And I just wanted to make this quick episode because if you're feeling lost and you don't know what to do and you feel unmotivated, just go with what your gut tells you. And if you're always talking about something to your friends as well, like if you're like, oh, I've always wanted to just go travel and see what that's like and just do this, then do it. Because you know, no one's going to do it for you. If that's been put on your heart, that means that that is meant for you. You wouldn't think about things that you truly wouldn't want to do or keep mentioning it because that's just not in your realm, you know? But if you're thinking about something a lot and you're like visualizing it and you keep having daydreams about it and all these things, then I think just do it and you never know where you'll end up. So yeah, if you don't do it, you'll never know. And the worst thing is to regret later in life. You know, you don't want to live a life of regret when you're old and you're like, oh, I wish I did this when I was younger. Like, just do it. And I promise you, you'll end up in a good position. So I'm going to leave you guys with a challenge of the week. And I want you to journal out some of these questions that I think will really help you delve deeper into your purpose and your passion and helping you get out of that rut. And the first one is why you might not be feeling so motivated in this part of your life. And I know this is a big question, but break it down obviously into the different sectors of your life. So what are you doing for fun? What are you doing for leisure? What are you doing for work? What are you doing in your spare time? What are your daily habits? Like, this is a big journal session. So you can start this very small and do one question today, but just kind of figuring out what do you think is leaving you unmotivated and not working or acting with passion. And this one is a fun one. It's what can you do that's fun to you this week, regardless if it will help you in work or self-growth. Like, it doesn't need to benefit you in any way apart from just having fun, but we often forget about playtime and having fun, and this is what keeps us alive. This is what keeps our spirit high and us young. Like, we need to make time for fun. And if this is hanging around with someone or doing an activity that literally is just a hobby and there's no outcome, it's not, you know, you're not doing it to perform or anything like that, it's literally just for fun, then think about when was the last time you actually did something that was fun. Think about that. I think as creative people especially, we need time to rest and play, because I feel like when we do that more, we're able to tap back into our authentic selves, and all of a sudden we'll just come out with our best ideas and our best work ideas. So I think setting time to rest and not feeling guilty for that is so essential. So you're probably happy to hear that that is a challenge of the week. Take more time for rest, and also take time away from the boxes that we put ourselves into. So think about the boxes that you put yourself into subconsciously, and think about all the other possibilities that are actually possible, and what can you do to kind of make that happen or shift more towards that energy. So amongst all that, take one or two action steps that you can do that will help you move into the direction of aligning more with your authentic self and making you feel better about what you're trying to rebuild and reset. And when you do this, I think even if it's one thing, such as changing one thing in your morning routine or changing one thing that you do in work or having one conversation with someone, that is still a step forward. So don't feel like it's a massive thing that you have to do that you're going to put off. Like, don't put it off. Just do one thing, no matter how small it is. And that will kick off the momentum to then keep doing it. So yeah, that is my little episode of this week. It's a bit of a shorter one, but I wanted to experiment a bit with longer episodes and more bite-sized small episodes for you to really understand, and I can kind of get to the point really easy. But thank you so much for supporting the podcast and listening to the episodes as per usual. I love you guys so much, and if you have any requests of any topics, leave them in the suggestion box that I will put down below. You can also message me on Instagram, on DM, at Guide Me Glow Pod or at Guide Me Glow. I have a few accounts, but those are the main ones that I will say here. But apart from that, have an amazing week, and I will speak to you next week. Bye.